Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. My name is David Jacobovich, and I'm the host of the Humane Podcast. Many of you know me for my weekly insights in applied AI, data science trends, and future of work, where I sit down in fireside chats with some of the leading tech entrepreneurs and visionaries in the AI and data science industries. But starting today, I'll be offering you my opinion on the tech that is changing the world that we live in, whether it's happening in your local neighborhood, in your current country, or globally. We'll be diving into the tech trends that matter for you. You'll be hearing my uncuffed opinion on technology and where I think trends are going. I'll be sharing with you my insights on what I think is good, not so good, and the opportunity for change that we have with policy, with standards, and with changes in technology. Today's episode focuses on why Amazon's return to New York City is good for all New Yorkers. Recently, it was uncovered that Amazon is coming back to New York City in Hudson Yards, the new tech hub for innovation in New York City. Previously, many people didn't have a good opinion on Amazon because of their decision to pull out HQ2 from Long Island City. And now they're returning to Hudson Yards only months later to say they're expanding their workforce print by over 1,000 individuals. Now, although this number is less than 10% of the goal for the footprint at HQ2 at would-be Long Island City and now Alexandria, Crystal City, Virginia, the truth is this is good for all New Yorkers. We've seen a trend with big tech giants like Facebook, Google, among others, going into New York City without tax breaks. They've been scaling their tech workforce because they understand that there is amazing talent to be found in New York City. One of the myths that I would like to dispel about Amazon is that this is not their first foray into New York City. In fact, they already have a workforce of business development leaders, media pioneers, and technology leaders in New York City. From those working on Amazon Web Services to machine learning and data science projects, Amazon has been in New York City for many years. And them expanding their footprint in Hudson Yards without tax breaks indicates that they're willing and committed to growing the footprint in New York City, as well as increasing their global reach across the many industries that we call home in New York. At the end of the day, Amazon returning to New York is good for all New Yorkers. While in the short term, there are thoughts about the gig economy and contract workers and what this means for those who are trying to make an ends living in one of the most highly taxed cities in the world, the truth is that Amazon returning to New York City creates more jobs for all New Yorkers. Starting with distribution centers in Staten Island and soon to be in Sunnyside and the Bronx, Amazon's delivery networks continue to expand as they reduce their footprint from third-party providers like FedEx and USPS. Amazon's growth is an indicator that has previously been seen by other big tech giants like Facebook and Google, which have doubled down their workforces each into the thousands of people. I think as we move into 2020, we're going to continue to see more organizations, whether startups, Fortune 500s, or large tech companies, choose New York as their number one starting place for investing and leading in tech. Amazon coming back to New York should not be frowned upon. It should be seen as a light that New Yorkers have something to be proud of. A technology hub that is here cannot be found anywhere else in the country. And if you're listening in to the Humane Podcast from wherever you are, I encourage you to take a visit to New York City soon and see the innovation centers. We have more than 26 new innovation centers coming online, in addition to the hundreds that already exist today. Between meetups and evidence-based labs, as well as startups moving through accelerators and incubators, New York City is a place where we can call tech home. And whether you are for or in the other camp against Amazon, The truth is that technology is something that we all build together. And if we're not looking to be a part of the place of contractors and gig workers, we can look at policies passing in Europe and California, where everyone is full-time and everyone is owed the rights for a good career that is stable. That's my piece today, my short bite on why I think Amazon's return to Hudson Yards is good for all New Yorkers and good for the greater economy. Feel free to share your comments and your notes. Tune in every week as I interview guests on the Humane Podcast, where we discuss the future of work, applied AI, and data science trends. In addition, these opinion pieces will be coming out regularly to help you understand what's most relevant in the changing trends in the industry. I'm David Jacobovich, your host of Humane Podcast. Make it a great day. Hey, humans. Thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in, and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.